That's right, this your boy Cat Daddy. We live on the air. You already know what it is. Hey, live on the air with my co-host right here, Sierra Brown. What it do? What it do?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I was calling to say congratulations to Jordan Hill for trying to expand himself and his life. I'm his godmother.
Okay, for sure.
Congratulate him for stepping out on faith.
All right. I let him know you called. He ain't on here yet.
No, he's not?
Nah.
Okay, his mother-in-law, Marie, mean godmother, rather.
Okay.
You got a pen you can give him my phone number?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
980. 213.
613-635. Okay. Shit, I'm not, I called to give him a shout out. Thank you.
63-635. Okay, I got you. 980-236-365.
All right. Out of Rock Hill, South Carolina. All right. Got you. All right,
appreciate
you. All right. You already know. Hey, we got Jay Hill coming on real soon. Hey, Anisha Johnson, an actress, she coming on real soon, so it's about to be turned up. You already know what it is. What it do?
What's up, Cat Daddy? Okay. What's up?
What's up? This my co-host right here. Hey, what it do? Hey, New Avenues Radio with Jay on. Jay Hill going to be on here real shortly. Hey, they already fiending for Jay Hill.
No, they ain't. They already turned up.
Yeah, where it turned up. Hey, 704, what it do? What it do? 704.
What's up, y'all? Talk to us. What's up?
Well, you already know what it is. We got Anisha Johnson getting ready to come in the building right now. What it do?
It's good. I'm chilling over here. I was watching a little bit of the Grammy, sneaking that in, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know how that go.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing tonight?
They working.
I hear that. When you hustle, grind, doing it all the time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Non-stop.
Non-stop. Don't never stop.
Okay. Hey.
Before we get started, go ahead and put your contact information out there for the people.
Okay, I'm Anisha Nyel Johnson. You can hit me up on Twitter at Anisha Nyel. That's AnishaNyell. And Facebook is Anisha Nyel Johnson. So it's the whole name. So that's the best way to contact me. Hit me in those two places. And you can always Google me. I'm Googleable now.
Okay, you Google me.
That's a big deal, you know what I'm saying? I ain't kill nobody or do nothing, but you can Google me and get good information. That's good stuff.
Okay.
It's always a good thing when you say you Googleable. Everybody's saying they Googleable now.
I went and Googled myself the other day. I was like, ooh, two pages. Okay, making a come up. Turn up.
That's a come up.
Okay, turn up.
Hey, it feels real good when you're on Google, though. I can't even lie. When I went to Google myself, I said, oh, that's my 3 pages of stuff. Okay.
It feels good, right?
It feels real good. I walked down the street. Somebody seen me. Yeah, you go ahead and Google me, man.
That's so funny. I told this other actor that we was at the gym, and his name is Irony. He's on The Walking Dead. Well, he just got killed off, but that's all right. He was on it for a while, you know, the only black dude on there.
Yeah.
So I was in the gym, and I was like, you know, oh, man, I think that's Irony, dude, from The Blind Side and from Walking Dead. Then I was like, hey, Irony, what's up? I'm Anisha. I was like, I'm an actress, too. I was like, you can Google me. If you saw his face, he was like, okay. And we became cool ever since then, but that was funny.
It is. That Google is a big deal. That Google is a big deal.
It is.
It is. When you on that Google, you about halfway there. You're halfway there.
Yeah, making movements.
You making movements.
Okay. In motion. You're not still.
For sure, for sure. That's what's good. You say you watching the Grammys over there.
Yeah, I was. You know, this is more important right now, you know.
Okay.
I got my husband taping it.
Okay, for sure, for sure. You ain't missing too much. The only award show I watch is the BET Awards.
I hear that. But it was some good performances
okay.
already, though. You know, I got to give a shout-out to my boy JT. Justin Timberlake, I know people give him a bad rap at times, but he did a hot little performance with him and Jay-Z. So that was dope.
Okay.
I like.
For sure.
Yeah, and Miguel did all right. He did his thing, too. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, Miguel is my man. I love Miguel.
Yeah, he was
kind of
sweet on the ears.
For sure. That was,
husband was like, don't be giving that dude too much attention, though, for real. I'm sitting right next to you. Really?
Yeah. You can't be doing that when you're sitting right next to him.
I was like, but babe, I'm going to get you all ready and ready for you. He's prepping me. You know what I'm saying?
And, you can't do that when he's sitting right next to you. you try to start a fight at your house, ain't you?
Yeah, we've been together for we've been married for 13 years, so that's a long fight.
Yeah.
We've been together for 16, so.
Yeah, that's going to be a long fight. But what you got going on these days?
Oh, I got mad stuff going on. That's where we start. Let me see. I just actually finished up doing a play in Indiana.
Okay.
Which was really dope. It was All Fair in Jewels and Dresses, and that was a three-person play, and it had stage combat too. It was at the Fringe Festival in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And so that went really good. That was hot. That was my first time back on stage doing theater since, I don't know, forever, since high school, you might as well say. So, theater is really different than film and television, because with theater, it's like you one and done, son. It's no...
Yeah, you mess up on theater. So, that's all she wrote.
Yeah, so it's no cut, no take, no do-overs. It is what it is. You get what you get. You got what you got. So it's challenging, and that being my reintroduction to theater and it being just a three-person play, it was mad, like 30 to 50 pages we had to learn a dialogue in 3 weeks. So...
Wow.
That was intense. And then I had to also learn stage combat. You know, I have a background in Shotokan karate and boxing, but stage combat, you can't make no contact. Not really. So that's a little different. So I had to learn fight choreography, which was interesting. So I had like a short window to learn all this and get it right. So it was a challenge, but it was cool. It was a blessing. So big shouts out to my castmates. That would be Miss Asia Morgan and Mr. Barry Kennedy Jr. And then shouts out to Amina McIntyre. She wrote the play. And then to my director and my good friend, Miss Mia Kristen Smith. She held it down. She got us on point, and she did some great fight choreography. So I had to give them a shout out.
Okay.
And what else I got going? Oh, I'm doing a movie right now called The Return of Rimsley's Walk. It's the first urban fantasy film ever done where the main family is African-American and the rest of the cast is diverse. So it's a lot of CGI and effects with it. So it's real dope. So it's kind of like Lord of the Rings, Narnia, 300, Never Ending Story. You know, I don't know if y'all know about those movies, but those are some
right.
of my movies.
Yeah.
You know, so that's hot. That's going down. So big shout out to my cast. We have, like, my cast mates are insane. They all are doing big things. Like, Rico Ball plays my husband, and he's on Necessary Roughness with Metcalf, Brooks. I don't know if y'all remember him, but he's a cool actor. He was in, what's that show? Oh, gosh, I always forget it. It's on HBO, True Blood. He was on True Blood.
Okay.
Callie Thorne and Greg Allen Williams both was on Necessary Roughness. And then he's doing a movie with Danny Glover called Space Warriors. And then he's doing another movie called First Impressions with Lamon Rucker. I know y'all know who he is. Everybody know Lamon.
Yeah, everybody know him.
Of Elise Neal and Brad James, Carl Payne, Tommy Ford. So they all in that, all doing movies with him. And Miss Angie Stone also did a movie with him called Love and Success. So my team is doing their thing. My daughter in the movie is Nadege, and she's on the TV show on NBC called Revolution. And she played Lily on that show. So she's doing her thing. And then my two boys, they both, one was in Three Stooges, and the other one, he's doing his thing too. So I'm just blessed to have, like, a banging cast for that piece. And my writer and director, Mr. Chicken Green, I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah, that sounds weird crazy.
Yeah,
from old days, like Chicken
Dope as heck. He from L.A. Like, he dope as heck, black man doing his thing, you know, and it's dope. And Laquanda Plant is our one of our producers. She did Osiris, First Impressions, Probable Cause. So, like, the team, everybody is just doing some heavy-hitting stuff in their own individual lives as well as with this piece. It also has a Twitter site that's dope. It's the first basic, I would call it like a Twitter novel, a Twitter companion. And it's under the hashtag at Shante Rice. Shante Rice 1 is the hashtag for it. And it's, oh my God, it's amazing. It just gives you, you know, when you're watching a movie, you always wonder how people get to a point before the movie even starts. Like, how they get there? Like, what was going on with them? What was in their minds to make them trip before that point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This particular Twitter piece does that. It gives you the insight to my character. I didn't write it, but it gives you the insight and backstory to my character.
Okay.
And her mindset all the way up to when the movie starts.
Okay, so you will get in the background pretty
much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of how I was thinking before the movie starts. So it's really dope. And then you get the rest of it through the whole, why the movie is going on and everything. You'll get pieces of it because it's going to have, like, different elements. It'll have, it'll continue on. Like, it'll probably have another, a part two, a part three, things like that. So it's, yeah, at Shante Rice 1. It will start at the first tweet.
Okay.
Some of the projects I got going on right now. And, you know, I got more because you got Beat Street. I don't know, y'all remember Beat Street? Back in the day, the dance movie Beat, well, it was like a kind of like rap movie. 1980 something, I think it was. Yeah, so we did a reboot of it and we did a remake. So that's coming out. That's going to be hot. So keep a lookout, Beat Street.
Yeah, I seen a little video today. You was on there dancing.
Yeah,
I seen it today.
Oh, okay. Woohoo.
Yeah, I checked you out. I checked your skills out.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, you know,
I don't even know who I'm talking to. I can't be talking to anybody, you know?
Because some people don't do their research. I appreciate that, though, you know.
No, I look. I need to find out.
Hey,
I appreciate that.
You got to get a background check before you get on here with Cat Daddy.
All right. Cat Daddy.
A thorough background.
Hey, I pass, y'all. I pass. I did okay.
You pass with fair and cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hollas.
You pass with fair and cool.
Thank y'all so much for having me, though. I appreciate it.
You already know it. Now, when you get big, you get on NBC. You sitting in the Grammys. Don't you forget about us now.
No doubt, I take everybody with me when I go places. So
okay, for sure. I'm gonna need some tickets to one of them Grammys. I don't like the Grammys. I still want to go to one of them.
You got that right. You and me both. I plan on sitting in somebody's audience one of these days. Hopefully, I don't know if I could win a Grammy. That'd be kind of because my singing voice. I don't know if it's up to par. So.
Yeah, crazy. I don't even need to be close to the stage as long as I'm there.
Hey, I can try to dance. You know, I could dance on one of them. You know what I'm saying? Be somebody background. I don't know. I'm getting up there in age. I don't know if my knees can handle it, but I could try. You know, I'm still doing my thing a little.
Yeah, I can't do too much up there. Hey, I won't be doing number watching.
Yeah, but you can announce something, right?
I put on a little three-piece suit and go announce something real quick.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, for real. Now, you say, I know. What you like to do best? You like to do stage plays best, or you like strips on TV best?
Yeah, I prefer. Thanks for asking that. I prefer film and television. For me, it's my kind of like my sweet spot. Theater, I love it though, as far as sharpening you, because it helps you. I think it sharpens. I mean, that's why Denzel went back to theater. That's why he went back to Broadway. I think, you know, it's just a fun place too, because you don't have to get cut. You could be in a scene like where you're emotional with theater, and you bringing it home. They can't cut you. There's no take, no cut, and you have to try to get that same emotion back. It either is you got it or you don't. So that's good for theater. You know, I like that part. But film and television, I don't know. I just like it. I like the sets. I like the energy. I like it more. I do. Because it's for me, I just feel like I can get into what I want to get into better, like the character. I'm able to really play the character out a little more. So I like it. I like film and television more.
Okay, for sure. Now, what's your plans on where you trying to go? I know you're trying to go to the top, but what's your plans with this actress thing?
Okay. I like you said, I am planning on going to the top, but for me, the top means just me being the best at my craft, period. If it gets to the point where I'm really, 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 really known A-list actor, that's cool too, but I just want to be respected by my peers, and most of all, I want to be an example for people to show them how great God is. It's nothing you can't do. It's no age limit on this. You can do and achieve your dreams at any age. And for me, this is a big deal because I've been away from the game for a minute now, and I got back into the game as far as into the entertainment industry because it really was my passion. I was kind of lost with not doing it, really. You know, I love my children. I love being a domestic engineer, you know, taking care of the kids and the family. Yeah. But the arts is really my heart, you know, and I feel like I'm a better mom, a better wife when I'm doing what God has called me to do, and that's to bless people through the arts.
Yeah, for sure. You always better when you're doing what you love to do.
Yes, most of that. And it's sad because a lot of people really aren't doing the things they love to do.
Yeah, scared to go do
it. It is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they scared to go do it. You tell them, hey, go do what you love. No, I don't want to do that. I got it good right here. Okay, you miserable, but you got it good.
Right. Do you really got it good? That's the question. Mm-hmm.
That's the million-dollar question. Do you really got it good, or you just saying you good?
Right. And then just take that leap of faith, that jump. Like, jump. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? You're going to fall? All right, dust yourself off, get up. You know, but take that jump. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was scared for a second. I wasn't sure. You know, like dance, I could do in my sleep. Dance comes easy. I've been doing it forever. You know, but acting, I can do it, but it's work. You know what I mean? It doesn't come as naturally easy as dance does to me. So I have to work at it to hone that skill. And for me, I was scared about it. I wasn't sure. I'm like, oh, I've been away from it so long. Can I really do it? But, you know, God has blessed me in so many different ways. Why not? Why not give it a go? And you know what? Once I made that decision, the doors just was flying open. I've been blessed with having an awesome publicist. CeCe is the bomb. Miss CeCe Vance, love her. And then I have a banging agent now. And I just got my agent. Congrats to me. Yay. Finally got an agent. I've been fighting for that. Y'all don't even know. It's been a long haul trying to get an agent. It's been a beast. But I got an amazing agent, you know. I have a real amazing agent. She is the truth. Her name is Doricia. She's with YJB Talent. And, you know, their primary focus is the artist and the talent, and that is so hard to find in this industry at times. Some of these agencies just have a whole bunch of their roster is long. Their roster is crazy long, but and then some of them don't really know their talent inside and out. And Dorecia at YJB Talent is that her focus is keeping her roster small and knowing her artists and her talent. So I'm thankful to God for that. And then I'm thankful to God for my manager, which is my momager. So my mom is my manager now, and I'm just thankful for that. Mel Jackson was my manager, but he's my mentor, and that's his sweet spot. So I don't know if y'all remember him from Soul Food and Deliver Us from Eva, but yeah, he's my mentor, and he's a blessing. He's given me so much advice and so much guidance. I'm very thankful to him.
Yeah, he rang a bell, Soul Food. What part he played in Deliver Us from Eva?
He was the light skinned brother that was married to one of the sisters.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
He was also on Living Single. He played Queen Latifah's man, Trip, at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. He made the jingles and stuff.
I think I know who he's talking about.
Yeah. He's Googleable.
Yeah, I'm going. He's going to have to get Google.
He's going to have to get the Google. You got the Google.
Yeah, you got the Google. As long as you got the Google.
Yeah, you know him.
You definitely know him when you see him. You be like, oh, he that dude that was tripping on Nia Long at the hair salon and had her husband all up in arms and whatnot in that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
And put the money in her breast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know exactly who you're talking about now,
That's my mentor / manager / homie. Don't you know me? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to music joint real quick, and then we're gonna get right back to you.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
For sure. The Gemini, what it do? Trending topic right here. Certified banger.
Bomb squad.
Plus I just spent like 50 racks with a bar rack. Now I'm feeling crazy cause they playing shit. young some creepy sister. I know she the freaky. It's a shame in her game, cause I throw bills, she shake bunches. Not that I pay her, that's just how I think her.
Won't stop, get in guap, get a M-O-N-E-Y. When I step up in the building, watch me make the shit pop. Shorty on my top, I'm a go-getter. Cause a nigga hot, trending topic on Twitter. Teamwork, make the dream work.
Retweet.
She drop it low, slow, team twerk. Bottles on deck, my niggas rolling up the sour. Twitter going crazy, I've been here for an hour. Trending topic, I'm the trending topic. Trending topic, I'm the trending topic. Trending topic, I'm the trending topic. Trending topic, I'm the trending topic.
Hey, certified banger, straight out of Philly. And we right back on air. What it do?
What it do? What it do? I like hearing that.
For sure, for sure. You know, I keep the best on here. I keep the best on here. Hey, for matter of fact, I ain't welcome you to Carol. Yeah, we live. It's your boy Cat. Hey, the blog talk site is tripping right now.
Hey, I'm here. Hello.
Okay, we back on. I had to switch on. The blog talk site was tripping. That's why you couldn't hear me. But I was saying I don't play nothing but the best.
I hear that. That's what's up.
I don't play nothing but the best. But, yeah, like I was saying before, we got disconnected. I say welcome to the Carolinas.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you. I love the fact that you was playing some Philly music because I miss Philly a little bit. And being in Atlanta is good, you know. They have some things that remind me of home here, too. So.
For sure, for sure. Hey, I keep a whole lot of feeling music. I like the music up north. I'm from down south though. You right down in my area from where I'm from. But I like the up north music myself.
That's what we do our thing, you know, we do our thing.
Y'all try to though. Y'all try to. Now, south got it on out now. The South got it on out.
It's all good. I rap for everybody. I like all music, so it's cool.
For sure, for sure. Now you get back into this actress thing. Now how you feel about all this reality TV and stuff we got going on now?
Oh wow, I think it has its place. You know, I don't discriminate against it. I mean, it has its place. I just think that it needs to stay in balance where you still. The entertainment, it shouldn't take away from, like, serious talent, like, as far as actors and actresses that really have a gift. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think if it goes too far where you lose those the creative side of things, I think that's not cool. So I don't have a problem with it as long as it doesn't take away from still the creative side. Okay. Of things like Once Upon a Time. I love that show. I love how they blend the fairy tale with the new. You know what I mean? So, you know, and I love my Scandal. I don't care what nobody say. Killing it, Kerry Washington doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? So, and Shonda Rhimes or ABC, y'all are murdering that show. That's hot. You know. So, you gotta. It's a place. For the reality show, but you still gotta have pieces like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. You definitely gotta have a place for that. Now, how hard have it for you been getting adjusted, being away for so long?
Oh, it was a challenge at first, you know, because for me, I think the thing that was stopping me from really pursuing it for a while was the fact that. with dance, I knew everybody. You know, I felt like I went through my struggles already. I paid, quote unquote, my dues. So I knew how to get the gigs. I knew who to call. I knew the connections. You know what I'm saying? And then to lose all that and basically start over in a whole kind of different field, it was scary because I'm like, well, so what do I do? You know, like, who do I call? I don't want to do no John Robert Powers, no diss to them, but that's just not the direction I really wanted to go in. But, you know, I really want to take this thing serious. So I was like, you know, I prayed about it.
Okay.
And I started doing my research, which is so important, and I suggest everybody, if it's something you really want to pursue, research. Do your research. Look things up.
Yeah.
You know, look everything up. Follow somebody. Follow an artist or actor that you love and figure out how they got in the game. Figure out. And, just, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Follow their footsteps. Follow what they did, you know.
Okay, for sure.
I basically started investigating, researching, and saw where it places was in Atlanta to go and do this thing. And then I also started investigating different sites on figuring out how to audition or interview or, you know, get a go-see, you know. And here it's kind of challenging because you got to have an agent. But God, like I said, God blessed me. I made a decision to do this thing, and he opened up the doors, and I was able to get seen by people that normally you can't get seen by without an agent, you know. So where there's a will, there's a way. Once God is at the center, you can do this.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, as long as you got that, hey, it ain't no stopping you. You can try. Hey, ain't no way around that.
Yeah, you could try to stop me, but you can't stop him. So, you know what I'm saying? And he's for me. So, let's go.
Preach.
Hey, please. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. Please. Hey, man.
Please. Let's do this thing. It's like, for real. Like, if you're doing something positive and really give back, don't. And that's another thing. I'm sorry, y'all. Can I say some stuff for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Some stuff on my heart I want to share. Can I share with y'all?
Go ahead. Do your thing.
You know, I just. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, for real, though, real talk. I'm whoever's listening to this, they need to know. Like, don't be like a crab in a bucket or a barrel, man. Don't be thirsty. Be hungry, please. You know, and a lot of people are thirsty versus hungry, and you're not going to get nowhere if you're thirsty, and people going to get hurt.
Okay.
So be hungry. Like, you know, go hustle and grind and give, man. It's enough food for everybody to eat, yo. So.
Yeah.
Don't keep stuff to yourself because, you know, if something's for you, it's going to be for you. If God going to make sure it's yours. So if you know about an audition, if you know about some type of connection to help somebody, share. There's nothing wrong with sharing because what's for you, like I said, is for you. So if you have an audition, then somebody that you know, so like, if that role is for you, you're going to have it. If not, the other person got it. It's for them. You know, God got something better for you then. So, like, I just want to say that because I just feel like people just be withholding, be stingy and whatnot.
Hey.
Not cool, man.
We'll talk. Network.
I think that's why I've been moving in the direction I've been moving in, forward versus backwards, not still constantly in motion, is because I keep him first. I give. I don't keep what I want. Knowledge is power, man. And if I got knowledge, it's my job to give it.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's real tough.
If y'all, like, whoever listen, if y'all need to know something, hit sister up.
Hit
me
up.
Inbox me, whatever. I give you what I know. I don't got a problem with that. If I got the time, you got mine.
For sure. We get to the top together. Why we all can't get to the top together? Hey, this world too big. No, you got too much to be trying to hold back to yourself now.
Yeah.
It's too much. So you need the network. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, I just think people need to know that, especially our people, man.
Hey, because like they out here like savages right now.
Right, like I said, they thirsty. They not hungry.
They out here like savages. They don't care who they on the cut. They don't care who they knocking down. They like savages.
Yeah, it's not cool. It's not cool. Be easy. You know, let God move you, man.
That's real talk. I'm glad you said that. Hey, that was about to be my next question, but you touched on that question.
Well, go ahead. I might be able to touch a little further. What you guys say? What you want to say?
No, I was about to say, how it be for the actress, because it's when you're doing music, a whole lot of people getting on the check, cats don't want to work with a lot of people. So I was trying to see, is it the same way in the actress game?
I mean, in some ways, like I said, it is like that. But that's why I wanted to make that point, you know, don't be thirsty, be hungry, because sometimes, you know, people keep things from other people because they scared that they not going to have nothing. They scared they not going to eat. They scared they not, that's their big break. They done gave it up. No, man, if it's for you, you're going to get it. And if it's not for you, God got something better for you. He got the best. You got to really believe that God going to put you in your sweet spot. And when you deliver that role, whatever it may be, it's going to touch other people. Because you got to have a passion and a burning, yearning desire to make a change, make a difference. If your craft is not about changing people, what's the purpose of it? You want to... I mean, that's my opinion. I feel like I want to touch somebody, even if it's making them laugh. You know, I want it to make a change. I want to make a difference. I want to put a smile on somebody's face. I want to have an impact. That is so important and vital to me, not just as a child of God, but as a mom, as a wife. I need people to know that it's possible to be your best in any situation.
Okay, well, folks.
Yeah, that's where I stand at, you know what I'm saying? Even if I'm dancing on stage, I want to bless you with that gift.
Yeah, God ain't gonna put you in the wrong place. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen.
Right, but people get so shook and so scared that they be like, they go start getting thirsty again and taking matters into their own hand, and then turned out that part really wasn't the best for you.
Hey, savages. There go that word again, savages.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it ain't even for you. Then you mess up the part, and then you done messed up your whole big break. You back at square one.
Yeah, got me having to carry around Vaseline and ready to throw down. Ain't even right. Check it out.
Hey, I carry around Vaseline and ready to throw down. Let's throw back.
Yeah. See, I'm telling my age. Stop it.
Yeah,
<that's over. laughs>
Y'all feeling? Hey, chime in anytime, Sierra.
Huh?
I say chime in anytime.
Yeah, Sierra.
Okay.
What's good, baby?
I'm chilling in the cut. You know, trying to get to know you a little more. Nothing serious. What's up?
I'm good, mommy. Thank you so
you
much.
You say you're in Atlanta.
I know. Thank you for the show on Facebook, for real. Thank you.
Oh, most definitely. Anybody we have on the show, most definitely get a mad shout out because we support you to the end, you know?
Mom, love you for that. Thank you.
Yeah. Believe me, you're going to see it again because I keep it rolling. I keep it known, like, yo, network, that's my motto. So that's why I was had that to tell you. You know what I'm saying? Promote, network, and support. That's how you have to make it in the industry. You know, you can't be greedy and be... You know, holding it back. You know, let us eat too, God.
Yeah, that's what I'm about. I'm about feeding the masses. You know, like take a fish, spread that joint.
Oh, I just want a piece. I don't need the whole fish. I just want a piece.
Hey, I'm all about sharing. Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Well, we got to keep networking with you because I'm putting together a networking event. Either Atlanta or Augusta, so it won't be until June, but I'm definitely going to keep networking with you, reaching out to you. Believe that.
No doubt. Thank you. Can I also, I didn't get to share on some important pieces. I know CC has blessed me so much, Ms. Vance, and I just wanted to speak on some projects on that she's involved with and that I'm involved with and our team. Other people that she manages are involved with. Is that okay?
Yeah, go on ahead. Feel free.
Yeah, because I can't forget about, that's how I met Cece, and she's been such a true blessing to my life and to my family's life. And so I met her doing All For My Love, which is a sitcom.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's written by a Miss Demi Chanel, and it's directed by a Mr. Nasir Rahim. Cheer, cheer. Big up, Nasir. And it has Brian Angel from Day 26 in it. He plays Roger. He's my nephew in it. I play Vicky. And then it has Q from Day 26. He plays the coach in it. And also it has the Nixon brothers. I don't know if you remember them. They've been in so many different things. They've been in the Mixon brothers.
Yeah, I just had them on here not too long ago.
Yeah, they're in the movie White Tee, and Me, Myself, and Irene, Old School, Nutty Professor, Paul Blunt, Mall Cop, Gridiron Gang. You know, they did their thing. They doing their thing. So we're all under Miss Cece Vance is our publicist. She's an amazing publicist. And the lovely Miss My Love Green is the whole show is based around her and her singing group, and it's a beautiful piece. It just keep an eye out for it. It's a sitcom, and it's, like I said, it's called All For My Love. So it's got some heavy hitters involved in that, and I'm real excited about that project as well. So I wanted to make sure I gave it.
Is this the same movie with Shonda Lawrence on it?
With who? I can hear you.
Shonda Lawrence.
Yes.
That's her name, right?
Yeah,
I believe so. Mm-hmm. See, we all shot at different times for the most part. I didn't do a scene with her, but I did do it with, of course, Brian and Q.
Okay.
Yeah, and it has Oprah's goddaughter in it, and so it's really cool.
Okay.
I'm blessed.
For sure. So I can't wait to check that out.
Yes, please do. Please do. And I know you guys got to look at some of the links and things. So it's a lot of trailers out there that y'all could check out, like Beach Street 2012. You could check that trailer out. You could check out the Return of Brinsley's Walk trailer. I think some of them are on my Facebook page.
Okay.
And also the Return of Brinsley's Walk on Facebook. Go to that link and then like that, please. And also like Beach Street 2012 Facebook page, because the more you know when you link on there, the more opportunities you have to go to the movie premiere.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Because we definitely, I told you, we definitely did a background check. We did a third background check.
Yeah, man, because B Street going to be hot. That's what Tommy Ford, Terry J. Vaughn, y'all know her as LaVita Alizé Jenkins from Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
And Gregory Allen, and then Collision Crew from ABDC, America's Best Dance Crew, was another one of the crews in it. So we doing it.
Okay, for sure, yeah. I'm going to need tickets to that one.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. I think from what I heard, it hasn't been fully released yet, so I'm waiting to find out too. But I think they're gonna release it this month. I think in February.
Okay.
That's the word on the street. Now, don't quote me. But if you really want to know, go in there and like Beach Street 2012 on Facebook, and then you can find out everything.
Okay, for sure. I will do that right after this show. But I ain't going by the word on the street, because word on the street say it's coming out next week.
Hey, I ain't against
that
it.
Was
I was shocked when Brimsley, we were premiering that on the 22nd, and I was in Indiana when I found out they were planning on premiering it, and that thing sold out in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I don't even got a ticket.
Yeah.
Like, how the heck?
How they gonna premiere something? They gave me the word on the street that it wasn't gonna come out till the next week.
No, I was like, wait, what you, huh? I was like, and I saw, and the reason why I knew is I saw the post on Facebook. I was like, hold up. I'm going to have to crisscross applesauce like the kids then, huh?
Okay. You already know what it is.
That's right. So that's going to be hot. I'm thankful to God about that. That's just the first 13 minutes, like you get a little teaser in the background of, you know, the process for that one. So they slowly letting bits and pieces of it out. So that's kind of cool, though.
Okay, for sure. But yeah, we're gonna definitely stay up to speed on it, cause I'm gonna need word from Mill tickets to that one.
I hear that.
Be there and say Jenkins. She said she used to make Steve Harvey, and she was the funny part in that.
Mhm. Hey. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Make sure you get up on that, cause Beach Street, and I'll let y'all in on another little secret.
Okay.
That they are already starting pre-production for Beach Street 2013. So it's continuing. So we're about to start going into getting back into that grind too and start shooting that one. So
okay.
It's about to go down.
Y'all working.
Yeah, y'all working.
Yeah, that's Mr. Galloway. Mr. Gregory Galloway is working. He's the producer, I mean, you know, of the whole thing. So he's a beast mode. Big shout out to you, Greg.
Okay, big shout out to you. Hey, you working? And you heard it here first. Make sure they know where they heard it at first. I am the first to hear it, right?
Yup.
Okay, yeah, they heard it here. They heard it here first.
But yeah. That is true. You actually are the first one to hear about 2013. I haven't said anything about that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Y'all,
Cat,
they doing something.
Cat that in Sierra Well. So, hey, when you sitting at the Grammys, don't forget my ticket.
Okay.
I'm going to call you about 25 times. Huh?
Hey, let's do this. Turn up time.
Turn up. That's true. That's what it do. Hey, before we let you go ahead and put that contact information one more time out there for the people.
Yes. You can hit me up on Facebook at Anisa, A-N-I-S-A, Nyel, N-Y-E-L-L. Yes, my name is Anisa Nyel. Yes, I do rock the best. I'm sorry, no. Sidebar.
Okay, I'm on the okay.
We're
going to have to beat
my I'm about to record it. You about to be in my rotation now.
Okay.
In my former life, I used to think I could rap and sing. Don't play.
Oh, Lord, she's in her former life.
Yeah, man. That was back in the day, you know.
Okay.
Ah. Yeah, that's that Trini coming out to me.
That was you say back in the day. That had to be the Troy age then. Your former guys. What was that? Troy back in Greece days.
Billy, that's what you want to do with your life. That's what you want to go with it. Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Daddy, you did not have to say it like that.
Oh, I dyed my gray. Really?
You ain't that old. Come on now, cut it out.
Yeah, no, but it's Anisa Nyel Johnson on Facebook. And on Twitter, hashtag baby, it's Anisa Nyel. It's the A-N-I-S-A-N-Y-E-L-L, hashtag. And don't forget on Twitter, hit up hashtag ShanteRice1. C-H-A-N-T-E, Rice, R-I-C-E, 1.
Okay.
So you can follow that Twitter book. Get that Twitter novel. Cop that.
And all your pages, they can like them on Facebook too, right?
Yeah, definitely. And anything you want to know about, and please don't forget to go to Beach Street 2012, y'all. Like them, please. And also help me get my Twitter numbers up. I don't know what the deal is with Twitter. What's up with that? Ain't nobody following me. What's the problem?
We're going to get it out.
Yeah, we're going to get it out. I'm having the same problem. I ain't been on Twitter for like 2 months. I'm having that same problem.
I got things to say. People dissing me. Stop with that. No, but yeah, so yeah, and don't forget the return of Brimsley's Walk on Facebook. Please like them. And yeah, and yeah, just keep a lookout. YJB Talent, my new agency. Love you, Doricia. Thank you, baby. And Miss CC Vance, best publicist in the world. Big up, boop, 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 boop. Yeah. So
oh,
thank
wow.
You.
She took it to the island.
Well, I am Trini, so, you know.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, my husband's Jamaican. You know, we keeping it real island in here.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, people say I look a little bit like Foxy Brown. Like, I ain't claiming all these things. I'm just sharing. But that's because she's Trinidadian as well, and, you know, blah, blah. I think it's the nose.
the nose. You can't tell no
that
different than
crazy.
The nose. Now, nah, hold on. You can't tell no different than the nose. You got to be eyes.
Enough stuff right now. It's a long time. It's a late night, man. I done did some homework with the kids. I'm going crazy. Come on now.
Okay, yeah. You know, homework, yeah. You seeing things.
Yeah, I'm seeing stars, seeing geometry shapes. See, I'm like, word, really? Like, somebody, like, I'm going to sidebar y'all real quick because I just want to say that. Somebody should have warned me having kids. It's like going back to school. That would have been total birth control, man.
Yeah.
Like, I got three
that
boys, yo.
Topic.
I go back to school three times. That's messed up.
Oh, yeah. Man, yeah, that should have. They should have told you that one, yeah. And they changed up. Bad news is they done changed up everything, so you got to get you got to get caught
yeah,
up on all
it
this.
It ain't
stuff.
Right. It ain't right.
Hey, I feel for you. You got to get caught up on all the change-ups.
That's not fair. It's not right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I go down sometimes, though.
No, but thank y'all for having me. I'm sorry. I talk you to death, let me tell you.
Oh, you straight. Hey, come back.
Most definitely.
Come back anytime.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Okay.
I'll be hitting you up, honey.
I'm waiting. I'm going to be waiting. I can't wait.
I will.
Because you've been crying. You've been crying all night.
I know. I'm like, man, what's up? But we're going to get our talk on
you
offline because we're going to have fun, right?
What's wrong with me. Yeah, we're going to have fun. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight, but I'm chilling. I'm tuned in, though. I'm good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's Grammy night, baby.
I think I need a chill night. I need to pop the Moscato real quick. That's what it is.
Holla pink, yo. Get the bubbly with it.
Nah, I'm about to pop the Moscato. I think I need to turn up.
Yeah, man. What kind you like? Pink? I like pink.
The pink Moscato, but I got the regular Moscato tonight.
Yo, you got a Tadiasti by what's that? Cake? Cupcake, I think
Ooh.
It's called.
I heard of that.
Yo, the Tadiasti is no joke, yo. And then you got to make my special drink with the Ciroc, the peach Ciroc, with the
Okay, that's another show. We're going to have a drink show that night.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got mixed. I'm sorry. My bad. It's a children's friendly show, right? My bad. Love y'all.
Hey,
I'm just joking.
I don't drink. I don't mess with that Ciroc. That Ciroc had me laying on the floor half the day.
Yeah, I mix it with lemonade. I call it squeeze the lemon.
Oh, you cutting up. I had that last week, that Ciroc peach.
Yeah, mix it with lemonade. It's called squeeze the lemon.
Okay.
Oh.
I named it.
Cat Daddy, you might can drink that. That's not too sweet. That's sour.
No, it'd be good. I named it.
Okay, what kind
of
lemonade you use?
I use you can make your own, really.
Okay.
Squeeze some dang lemons. You go at it. And it'll get you the right flavor. Use organic, though.
Okay.
So you can get a crisper taste, you know.
Oh,
I have a cooking. Yeah, call me when y'all want to talk about some cooking, because I cook with Moscato, too. I cook with everything. I cook with mango rum. Oh, my God, that's the truth, let me just say. But, okay, that's another show. We talk about wine and cook with. Because y'all know I was on My Mama Throws Down, right? Y'all know that on TV One. I was one of the cooks.
Okay.
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 My cook on too. I'm a multi-talented, multifaceted chick.
Okay, so
dang, all in one.
Yeah, all in one. Hey.
Don't y'all know I have to keep my man? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to, yeah.
And you in the
cook.
South, so you better.
You
keep
in the
there.
South, yeah. You can't cook. You out the dough.
Yeah, yeah.
For real, you fired.
He's from Brooklyn,
day.
Yo.
Hey.
He's from Brooklyn. He's straight from Brooklyn. He a New Yorker.
Okay. So he wants some Jamaican food. That's what he wants.
He can call his mama for that. Look. I know.
Yeah.
No, I do some curry chicken. He's straight.
Yeah,
okay.
You gonna have to do something, cause you don't cook. You gonna be out the door.
Well, I cook. He love my food. That baby. Ooh yeah. I get my cook on.
You gonna show no be Googleable then?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh,
you gonna Googleable on the street? Okay, Cat Daddy, dang, you done called me out 3 times tonight. I'm counting. Really?
Oh, that's him. That's him. You got to really.
I'm gonna come.
Cat Daddy, do that.
Yeah, we about to go in. I'll show you what I learned in that stage combat. Keep playing.
Hey.
You know I love you. Stop playing.
For sure. Well, yeah, you leaving them out there over the play. I got to take them now.
I'll fight you with some food, boy. I'll bring you some food.
For sure. I'm going to have to check you out real soon.
Yeah, but thank you guys both for having me. I love y'all. Y'all are the greatest.
For sure.
Yeah, I'll meet you out, Mazal.
I look forward to it.
All right. For sure. We look forward to getting you back on here.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right.
So bless y'all.
For sure. You already
What's
know
up, Cat Daddy?
What it do? Hey, you ready to turn up now? Hey, you done been crying about half the show.
I already popped the Moscato. I'm good. What's up? Let's turn up.
All right, I'm about to get you a song so you can turn up, and then we're going to get right back to you.
All righty.
For sure.
What it do, what it
I'm
do? Jay Wash.
I feel like she murdered this time, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Niggas ain't heard of me.
They know
that.
They gon' know
that.
They gon' know that.
And that's bad.
A lot of these bitches have heard about me. Look, I'ma see a surf and smoke on my weed.
Let's go.
Look, I don't give a fuck what you think about me.
Say what?
Cause I'ma be the gun for the day that I do.
Man,
I was DVD. Boy, I was hustling hard here since the 18. When I was DVD. Boy, I was hustling hard here since the 18. Rich ain't gon' get this money. That's why I'm going in. Man, I put this on my mama. Now I'm so broke again. They know me around my city. I run Jacktown. Right off of Livingston. You know I'm North inbound. North inbound. Down. Like City 2 Chainz. And all we smoke is loud. You know how we like the pain. I'm selling out shows. I'm just a seller game. Man, I need to ride the bus. I don't take an airplane. Care less about the fortune. Care less about the fame. All I want the world to know is who the hottest in the game. Too bad I never change. 100 proof game. They gotta see my mark. We're about to hear my fame. A girl falls off. Check out my stupid chain. I'm about to blow up. You know that J. Cole saying. A lot of these bitches have heard about me.
About me.
Still serving smoke on my weed.
On my
look, I don't give a fuck what you think about me.
About
cause I'ma be the dust of the day that I bleed.
I bleed.
A lot of bitches have heard about me.
About
look, I'ma
me.
Still serving smoke on my weed.
On my
look, I don't give a fuck what you think about me.
About
cause I'ma be the dust of the day that I bleed.
Look,
business is personal, so I handle my business. Rocko De Niro for the cheese I get. Slipping his money like gymnastics or gym. Chasing these hundreds like I'm running the
dish.
I'm not an ocean, I'm just being perceived. Good eating, you can say I'm terrific. Moving in the hood, so my fizz was a piece.
What's on that ass?
Control the pain is a one-way
street.
Control the pain is a one-way
street.
Them folks turbans don't fuck with them creeps. I'm up early, hopping around like a creep. So many problems, I'm hoping God can fix it. Real talk like DZ, I did it. Real niggas, them bitches gon' feel me. My lost soul stay up cause I'm winning. Never act, I'm like, fuck with this.
You either out there or you gotta be.
A lot of these bitches you heard about me.
About
me. I'ma still serve and smoke on my weed.
On my
look, I don't give a fuck what you think about me.
About
cause I'ma be the dust of the day that I bleed.
I bleed.
A lot of bitches done heard about me.
about
the time is still serving smoke on my weed.
On my
I don't give a fuck what you think about me.
About
cause I'ma be the dust of the day that I bleed.
That I bleed.
You already know who it is. Yeah. That motherfucker ain't telling me right about me, man.
What it do? We right back on the air. You already know what it is. Hey, it's your boy Cat Daddy right here with Sierra Brown, New Avenues Radio. What it do?
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, shouts out to Anisha Johnson. Y'all go ahead. I done check out because hey, she got big moves playing. Sounds like some good. I already seen the clips of all the movies. Hey. Some big movies, so y'all, the movies, shows, everything, I done seen everything, so y'all gonna want to see them, we'll talk, so go ahead.
Yes, most definitely.
Check a contact.
Can I get a couple of shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying, again, if y'all just tuning in, this is your girl, Sierra, from New Avenues Radio. I would like to give a shout-out to my boss, Renu. Y'all make sure y'all check out his album, you know, his single, Do It. Also, my DJ, DJ Truesdale, Cat Daddy, of course, you. Everybody that's rolling with us, Pinewood, Zone 8, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's holding it down, HBE, Danger Road, you know what I'm saying, Mississippi, Texas, DG Goons. Y'all make sure y'all look out for these people because we make a move 2013. Believe that.
For sure, for sure. We definitely making moves. What's up, 704? Because they in the house.
They holding
home.
It down. What's up, QC?
QC is on my line right now, waiting for Jay Hill. Hey, I think this Jay Hill right here as we speak. Hey, what it do?
What it do, cuz?
What's going on with you, man?
It's 704 checking in, baby. West Side, took a seat all day.
What's up, Jay Hill? What's up?
What's up with you, Sierra?
Ain't nothing, baby.
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm just over here. I'm listening to how y'all two vibe, and I'm just catching the vibe off you. That's it. Just chilling.
For sure, for sure. Now, before we get started, I got a message from you. I got a message for you.
What's that?
Your godmother called from Rock Hill, South Carolina. She say, give you her number. 980. You got a pen ready.
Yeah.
Y'all mama calling in, checking in. That's what I'm talking about. Before it's time.
Yeah, I got you. I got the pen ready.
980-213-6365.
6365.
All right,
I got you.
Yeah, she called before. Hey, she called before we
even
kicked off. I was like,
appreciate you, mama.
Hey.
Appreciate Jay Hill. She know it. I love her.
And she's like, Jay Hill ain't on her yet. But I gotta go to sleep. But you be sure you give him this message. Hey, I got you.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all mama came through, turned up.
Oh, yeah, they gonna watch my back out there.
For sure, for
sure.
That's what it's supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to be. Hey, before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people, man.
Shit, you can hit me up. You can hit me up on Facebook at Jordan Hill. You can hit me up on Twitter at J_Hill27. Trap Jordan J Hill. Shit, you can hit me up on my Gmail. You want to drop something in there? It's at the Jordan Hill 95. @gmail.com. Other than that, I'm going to just leave it at that.
Okay. We're going to leave it at that. What you got going on these days, man?
Shit, right now I'm working on my project, working on my solo project, Come Fly With Me. I just finished up Double BMG tape with my big cuz, Carlene Mother Don, called Two Sides and One Story. You know, but we're just basically giving it to you from my point of view.
Okay.
Shit. We got other people in the posse, Prince Charlotte, Mr. Marcus. They about to be dropping some shit your way pretty soon. Shout out to the engineer Maestro. Shit, I'm just working, man, every day. Every day.
Maybe that's all you can do for sure. And it just works. Now, where can all your music be found at? Besides on the joints we got playing on here, because they loving them joints.
Well, for right now, you can find the mixtape, Two Sides and One Story, on livemixtapes.com. And really, other than that, I got to down myself, and then I'm kind of slow. I'm kind of slacking on that part. I need to go ahead and step the game up for the city and go ahead and get this music all the way out there for the people so it ain't just going off of my terms on when I post it.
For sure. That's real talk. Now, what you got planned for? You got big plans for the CI? You got any parties going to be for the CIAA? Or what you got?
Yeah, for the CI, me and Cuz trying to put something together right now to where we can get the city to come out and see BBMG. Also, I know they're coming out to see all the stars that's going to be here that they already know of, but we trying to set something more to where they come to see us.
Okay, for sure.
Trying to make my own party, if you feel what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have a question. Can you let it, for the people, what's BBMG? Like, what's the name of it? Can you let the people know what that means, though?
Yeah, let me clarify that. I'm sorry. BBMG stands for Bellboy Music Group.
Okay,
for sure. Now, with that music group, what's your plans with that group?
Right now, the plans is to keep it tight like we're doing. As long as we stay real to each other, everything else will take care of itself. Everybody coming and bringing their own opinion and their own point of view to the table. So, I mean, that's all I love there.
Okay, for sure. Hey, the 704 just chimed in, 704-302 just chimed in. We about to see what they're talking about. Hey, what it do? You on the phone with Sierra Brown, Cat Daddy, and Jay Hill.
You.
Yeah, you live on the air, what it do?
Yeah, I don't hear nobody.
You can't be calling me and don't can't say nothing. Come on now. You got to say something. Hello, bye.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about.
I know the blog talk site trying to kind of tripping tonight. What it do, 704? Okay, 7, we about to try the 704-352. What it do?
Hey.
Yo.
Yeah, you live on the air.
I'm on the line?
Yeah.
You with me? It's Jay here. Hello?
All right. She know what happened to her. Hey, we about to go to this Gone joint, man. This joint certified banger. Oh, here it go. 352 just chime back in. 352.
Yo, what's up? Jay here.
Yeah, you live on the air.
Go ahead and run to the track, cuz.
For sure. We're going to get right back to you.
Got it.
Real niggas stand up. It's Jay here, nigga.
Going, gone.
Hey, nigga, I be gone, nigga.
I'm going.
Blow the best green, nigga. Like I said, man, I'm repped out. It's Westside. It's Dope BMG, nigga. Shout out to them Hill boys. What's up, bruh?
Gone.
Hey. I'm so fucked up, I can't
so I brought the trap out. Bitch, I do it for my city, so I'm cacked out. Mopping glow, head, yeah, I'm super clean. Striped up like I play for the Adidas team. Head on the shoulders, plus she keep a pussy wet. She know how to please a nigga, call it triple threat.
Show that certified bang.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's going to be
so, what's up? So you just started writing like 3 years ago? That was.
Yeah.
I said in your bio, it says that you just started writing like 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Like, what made you start? Like, what made you start writing? Like,
just. Like I said, I mean, I always feel like I have a story to tell. I feel like everybody has their own story to tell. But I feel like I could put mine in some of the things that I've seen or been a part of or whatever, put in the music for them.
For sure.
I do.
Now, do you you write all your music?
Yeah, sometimes. From time to time, I get in there and try to go straight out the head on something, but I like to write it.
Now, what's your plan with the music? You plan to stay independent, or you gonna you look for a deal? What's your plans with the music thing?
I mean, I feel like you're always gonna have to do it independently to really do something out here. So, like, a deal is a deal. If that deal ever did come to where it met what I felt like I should get at the time, then, hey, so be it. But I'm just looking to push it day by day. That's all I can really do.
Okay.
You better start from the bottom up. You know, that's what I'm talking about. That's hard work. From the bottom up.
Straight up. That's how you gotta be.
And I need because that's all I can do. And that's what's going to be done. If you're real, you're going to feel it, basically. I feel like. If you're real, you'll feel it. You feel what I'm talking about.
For sure. For sure. That's real talk. Hey, I'll try this on call man, one more time. Hey, what it do? 980. What it do?
What it do? Who is them?
Well, I don't even know. I can't even hear the name.
What y'all gonna do?
Yeah, what y'all gonna do?
What we gonna do? What who gonna do?
Huh?
Do you remember your first baptism? You remember when you got baptized? Do you remember your first baptism?
What's the purpose of this question?
The purpose of this question is I think I was there when I sprinkled that water on your forehead. This Marie Park. Remember Frank and Marie?
Yes.
The band that caught me on Claude.
Yes.
And Lisa.
Yes.
I'm your godmother. We are your godparents. You remember?
I know. I remember. Hey.
All right. Now, you know what the kick then, if you want to tell the story, you take it way on back to when you got baptized. You know what I'm talking about? You was kicking it in.
I remember.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
You remember?
Yes.
Well, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm good. Well, it's good to hear that you advancing on to some things that you enjoy doing.
Yeah.
And I ran across your aunt online, which, you know, she hooked me up to what's going on with you. But I'm glad to hear you trying to, you know, work it out. You just keep on kicking, baby.
Oh, it's good to hear from you. I got your number, too.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, I got that from my dog phone.
Good. Well, how's your brother doing?
they doing okay.
Good. Oh, nice. Well, anyway, hit me up, but you keep kicking it on, and, you know, I'll be praying for you.
All right, love you, baby.
Love you, too. You take it easy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Oh, Lord. That's so love.
It is love.
You said tell a story from the beginning, honey. Say, you going to tell a story.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to tell the baptism.
Right.
Hey, you got to tell it from the beginning.
Okay.
Right.
From the womb, honey.
From
I didn't even recognize. I couldn't even recognize the voice at first.
Hey.
I can tell.
I can tell. Hey, 704-352, what it do? We about to try this again. Hey, what it do?
Hey.
352, you still there?
I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the 352. Hey, you can't be shy when you call. Hey, once you hit that live on the L, hey, oh,
we live, we turn up,
we fire.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I appreciate the love, huh?
For sure, man.
Ain't never done that.
Hey.
But yeah, I'm gonna try to push that. I'm pushing that gun because I feel like a lot of people can relate to that, really, like, gone regardless of us getting to the money, going to work, club and whatever you're doing, drinking, like, everybody can kind of relate to that, so.
Yeah, I'm drinking that.
I'm pushing that certified junk.
Okay, yeah.
Now, that's my shit.
Are we about to get to that real soon?
Yeah, the one DeBarino produced that track. Andy laid the hook down.
Who you said did that?
DeBarino.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You got videos for you push.
Oh yeah, on the video tip. See, I'm just not really, like I said, I'm just not really getting started with it. 3 years ago, I mean, that's long enough, but as far as the videos, I got to fuck with me. It was Pauline Motodon, me, and Honey Killer Rico. You can look that up on YouTube. And that was really the only video that I've been a part of as of right now. I've been in videos, but not actually it being my song of me doing a feature.
Okay.
But I got that coming. I'm finna hit them hard by the summer.
Okay, for sure.
I ain't just gonna tit for tat with it. I'm gonna try to get at it. Like I said, I'm working. Then one day.
That's what it do. Hey, we about to get to this certified track, and we gonna get right back to you.
Yeah.
You already know this, Jay Hill. Certified banger. Let's get it.
There you go.
If you didn't know, bitch, you're certified. Every time you see me, you can see it in my eyes. Please don't chill. Chain on slide. Got my bad girl sitting on my side. If you didn't know, bitch, you're certified. Every time you see me, you can see it in my eyes. Please don't chill. Chain on slide. Got my back, girl. Hey, on my side.
From the way I walk to the way I talk, bitch, I'm certified. Got money in my pocket, but the pain in my eyes. On my grind every day, boy, I gotta get it. All I see is pussy, so I fuck my competition. On the chill in the hand, I think I can touch the stars. Break down all my problems, roll them up in the cigar. You think I'm bitch made? Then all I say is junk.
Didn't know, bitch, I'm certified. Every time you see me,
I need to expand my network. I can always do that. Okay. I just need to stay consistent on it.
For sure, for sure. That's what's up. Hey, before we let you go, go on here, put that contact information out there one more time for the people.
Hit me up at Joy Hill on Facebook. Gmail, joyhill95@gmail.com. On Twitter, @J_Hill27. Yeah. Double BMG. Westside. Come find me.
It's work. You already know what it is, man. Appreciate you coming on, man. Come back anytime, man.
Appreciate y'all having me.
For sure.
Come on, down.
Shout out to the host.
Hey, for sure.
Oh, gosh.
Hey,
that's better.
Any more shout-outs you want to give before you get out there?
You know, shout-out to my girl. Shout-out to my brothers. Shout-out to everybody out there doing their thing. Go.
Go. Hey. Jay Hill.
Shout-out to Click out there.
For sure. Jay Hill out here working. Y'all make sure y'all get at him. Hey, he definitely doing big things. Out there in the QC, right? He out the QC, straight doing big things.
Yeah, I support the young man movement. You know what I'm saying? He started from the bottom up, support his movement. We got to start somewhere. We got to support our black community. You know what I'm saying? So support him. You know, don't knock him down. You know?
If he out there wilding, you know, support him while he's going up. Because if he out there start wilding, you don't say, hey, he doing negative shit. Hey, you wasn't supporting him when he was coming up.
Most definitely. You know, but, you know, when he get that ticket, tell him, Cat Daddy, we one way.
Yeah, when you up there, hey, we need to see you. Hey.
Okay.
I can go to this joint, then we're going to get right back live on the air. Hey, go ahead, call in, get your shouts out in, or just keep banging to the music. You already know what it is. About to get to this mystery joint right now. I'm good. Let's get it. Be right back.
Coast to coast mixtape.
We in
you.
Music
exposed.
Oh, shit. Workers. Today to the trap, man. I'm coming through. Got me, bitch. Who the fuck are you? When I was down, everybody was cool. Now on my shit, they don't know what to do. Trying to get ahead, stepping up my grind. Making sure I'm next in line. Jay said it is your time. You know what, dog? It's your time.
Big cap for tight.
I'm about to do it, I don't know another grind.
fire banger right there from Miss Cree, straight out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Big appetite?
Big appetite. Shouts out to everybody that came through the long night. Hey, Jay Hill, he definitely doing his thing. Y'all need to holler at him. Straight out to QC. You can't forget about Anisha Johnson.
Oh, no. She's talking the line.
Yeah. She came in doing her thing. So y'all need to go like them pages. Check out the clips. And if, I guarantee you're going to like them. If not, you can come find your boy Cat Daddy and tell him and smack him. So I know you going to like him.
Most definitely. I'm turned up now, Cat Daddy.
You turned up now?
Yeah, hey. I'm on my third cup.
About at the end of the show, you turned up now. It's almost over with now. Hey, we had a wacky ride a little bit. The blog talk site was trying to mess up on me. I was like, oh, man, here we go again.
Well, we got that fixed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got that fixed. We turned back up. Hey, we about to keep it turned up to the end of the show. Hey, you want to get yourself shout-outs in, go ahead and give us all 347-945-7629. You call live on the air, hold on. Once you press 1, you live. So, hey, you're going to be full circle. Hey, you better go to this power circle. Like, when you call in, you full circle. But we about to go to this power circle on you. This is Alfred, Chris Lewis, and Sice Boogie. Get way back with you. You already
Let
know.
Go. Yeah. Lewis. Shite, we in the building, franchise ENT, let's rock, hey, ha, now I got plenty of haters, cause all I know is bout, stacks up in my pocket and I'm buying out the mall, and my swag against the law, my swag against the law, yeah, my swag against the law, my swag against the law.
Just call me Jake Boss. Swagger is on takeoff, which means it's out of her.
chilling, y'all. Chilling.
Yes, I do.
Y'all, you got me echoing in the background.
You got the show.
I'm on delay.
Yeah,
let me turn this down.
Yeah, you got the show going on. At the
same. What's good, y'all? Y'all doing a good job.
For
as
sure.
always.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You got laid back Cat Daddy and you got Hyper Sierra. It makes a good combination.
You know, I stay turned up.
You sure do, but you do a wonderful job at it. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I was just letting them know to check out your single, Do It. So go ahead and let them know where they can find your songs at, Renu.
Well, now you can find Do It everywhere. It's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, it's in all the digital outlets. You know, for a limited amount of time, you can download it for free on Reverb Nation. You know, my name is spelled R-O-N-N-U-E. I have the number nine pop song in Seattle. We got one little video we put out. We're about to shoot the official videos in 2 weeks, and we're just doing it. You know what I'm saying? So copy, y'all. We changing the face of music right now, because right now R&B music and pop music all sounds the same. So what I'm doing is bringing back real instrumentation, live music, and just bringing it back to the live musicianship. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure. Hey, we got stay on the line, saying we got that joint. I'm looking at that joint right now.
Oh, for real? you should blast it.
Oh, you know I'm about to blast. Then we're going to get right back to you and talk about it.
All right, that's what's up.
That's what it do. Hey, this you want to throw to it?
Yeah, this is my debut single, Renu Do It. It's the remix. It's featuring my girl, Sultry, and the co-producer of this joint, Rockefeller.
Okay, let's get it.
The remix. The nasty song. Make it nasty. Touch myself, I don't even need no lube. All night, when we're on the phone, not talking about sex, you make my nature rise and I say, what the heck? Nobody makes me feel this real. Your good girl, it's sisters. My nose is something, can I there between our thighs. I wanna do it to you, baby. I wanna do it to you.
That joint is everywhere. What it do?
Yes, sir. I need to get in the strip clubs, though, for real. I can really see the strippers just really doing it to that song. You feel me?
Yeah, I can see that, too.
So if any strippers is on the line right here or you guys listening to this, you guys need to cop that joint, you know what I'm saying, and get it popping in the strip clubs.
Get it popping in the neighborhood strip club near you.
Everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Matter of fact, next time I go to the strip club, I'm going to make sure I take that joint with me.
Ah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So ask me some questions, Cat Daddy.
Hey, what's your, don't hit put that contact information out there for the people.
Okay, well, you can cop that joint on iTunes, Amazon, Reverb Nation, any digital outlet right now. It's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So catch it, y'all. Let's do it. Ranu, R-O-N-N-U-E.
Okay. For sure, for sure. Now, what's your, I know you got New Avenues Radio and you got this music thing. What's your plans?
Well, New Avenues Radio, basically, that's in existence to help. Just like what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to give everybody, new artists, independent artists, exposure. You know, if you're good, like me and Demetrius said, if it's a banger, we're going to play it, you know? And I really feel like our whole organization, we're changing the way everything's done in the industry right now, because before you had to go through the big boys to get in, but right now it ain't no longer like that, you know what I'm saying? Internet radio stations are a very powerful tool. Social media is a powerful tool, and Macklemore done proved it right now. He's from my hometown, Seattle. He got the number one pop and R&B song in the country, and he did it all himself. You know what I'm saying? So when I see what he's doing, it's really an inspiration. Well, that's one of the inspirations for me to go hard, but the other inspiration is just the love I get from the artists. You know what I'm saying? And they really appreciate what we are doing, you know, and so it makes me go hard on that, too.
They really do it all. It don't always be about trying to charge nobody nothing or any little boost or help.
Yeah. Well, I know you're like this too, Cat Daddy. We're not getting paid a dime for what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? And we put a lot of time in it. My staff, Sierra, Truesdale, Observe, you know, we put a lot of time and effort, but we're all doing it for the love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We love what we do, and we love the fact that we can be able to help people, you know, with their journey.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Just trying to get them now, trying to network, give them an open door that wouldn't be here for, this door wouldn't be here. So just trying to give them another open door.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I want to say this too, and I posted this on Facebook earlier, but I want to say it while I'm on the air. We are really changing the game. I'm in Seattle. Cat Daddy, you're in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And Sierra, you're in North Carolina or South Carolina?
North Carolina.
Okay, you're in North Carolina. Uptown Donna, she's another part of the clique. She's in Atlanta. Demetrius in Atlanta. My boy Pittman is in Indiana. And you guys, we all network together. We don't be on no hating shit. You know, we're all just down to network. And that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be no East Coast, West Coast, South Coast, no wars. You know what I'm saying? We're all in it together. And I just love our team. You know what I'm saying? I just love our team.
For sure. Yeah, that's how you got to be. In it together. Now, the World Wide Web is too big to be trying to take over by yourself.
Exactly.
What you going to do with it once you get it? You ain't going to never get it, so.
Right.
You're going to make yourself go bald, old, and gray, still trying to get worldwide news. I'm going to get this web. I'm going to get this well. You ain't going to never get the well.
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer what's meant for me is meant for me, so I'm not going to hate on another man or woman for what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? And I can never do it like you do it, Cat Daddy, and you can never do it like I do it, you know what I'm saying? So, like you said, there's enough room for all of us to do what we do.
For sure.
That's one thing I can say. Everybody that we have been networking with is all about helping each other and expanding each other. So that's one thing I can say. These two fellas on the line, y'all need to hook up with them. Reach out to them. Talk to them. They'll help you for real.
For sure. And get in our network, because if it's played on my station, it's going to be played on Cat Daddy's station and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we reaching millions of people. Yeah, y'all don't know this, but we are reaching millions of people around the world through the net.
From two different coasts, from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Exactly.
Holding it down.
And all in between.
Where they do that at?
You saw. Okay, Cat Daddy.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? Cat Daddy, you know, I just moved from Atlanta 2 years ago. It will be 2 years in June. And when I talk to you all, you guys just make me miss the South so much more, you know?
For sure, yeah, that's so.
Don't worry. I already let them know that you're going to be over here soon so they can be able to network with you personally. So it's going to be soon, guys. Yeah, I need to network with this man. He make a move.
Yeah, well, if everything works out right, I'll be down there in April to handle some business. But after I'm up here going to school right now trying to get these degrees, and as soon as I wrap that up, I am permanently moving back down to the A, y'all.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, but I'm gonna come back with some degrees and some money behind it, you know?
Yeah, that's how you gotta, once you go back into the, that's how you gotta go into the A. Can't go no half step.
You cannot half step, y'all. You'll get ate up every time.
Your time.
You never lie.
You know. Yeah. Appreciate you coming on here with me on tonight. Wish I would have had more time for you.
Oh no, man. I appreciate the time you gave me, and it's any time. You know what I'm saying? Any time. I appreciate it kicking it with you, and then of course my homegirl CC, First Lady of New Avenues.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah. That's me.
For sure. Yeah. She.
All right, y'all. So I'm gonna let you guys do what you do, but I'm gonna still be on the air. You know, and do what y'all do.
For
and
sure.
Don't forget, you guys, pick up the single, do it. iTunes, Amazon, Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and YouTube, I need you guys to push the video on YouTube. I want to see if we're going to make this go viral. If everybody else can go viral, we can go viral too.
For sure.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Holla.
All right. Yeah. Hey, you already know what it is. Hey, y'all, check that out. Go get that certified banger. Hey, Sierra, another good show. Started all wacky.
I know, right? Well, we made it through.
Hey, shouts out to everybody that came through. You want to give any shouts out?
I mean, no. You know, like I said earlier, my New Avenue radio staff, everybody that's networking with both of the radio stations, everybody that's reaching out to me personally, and I'm reaching out to that's willing to help me with my movement. I'm not really Cat Daddy. I love everybody, so I don't really need to get a shout out. I'll be leaving somebody out. So I'm a lovable person. So everybody that, like I said, if I know you, if I don't know you, I still love you. Hit me up on Facebook, Sierra Brown, Twitter at Miz Capricorn. Or you can Gmail me at bossLady948@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm always willing to help somebody. I don't know everything, but I'll find the answer. I'll look it up. I'll Google it. You know what I'm saying? So definitely hit me up.
For sure. You can hit me up anytime, 336-926-6386, Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com. Or Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter, Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook, Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter. Hey, yes, get it. Hey, appreciate you coming on here with me. Hey, we'll see you next Sunday. You already know what it is.
Let go.
Peace. Let's go. Hey, another good show. Let Black Diamond take y'all out of here. This your boy Cat Daddy checking out with Sierra Brown of New Avenues Radio. You already know what it is. Just get it.
Because I found this ridiculous, mad at us. Got in this game to come to pose a fuss, so let's begin.